Now, over the next 7 weeks, more than 300,000 people will attend one of 11 Munster Senior Hurling Championship matches. In the aftermath of the pandemic, Munster Hurling has attracted record crowds, and tickets will be at a premium for the season, which begins today when Clare take on Cork in Ennis and Tipperary play Limerick in Thurles. Coverage of both matches is on RT Radio 1 right after this programme. Clare and Cork matches on RT2 television. But why have we seen such a surge in interest in Munster hurling? Well, I've been speaking to the sports journalist Fintan O'Toole from the42.ie about that.
I think there's several factors to it, Justin. The change in the format of the round robin happened in 2018, and obviously the old knockout system had a huge appeal, but you were looking at four games a year in Munster, and you've now gone to 11 games a year. So obviously there's more chances for people to engage with the teams and the players involved. It's probably also coincided with a bit of a shift in hurling, in the sense that you had the Kilkenny dominance under Brian Cody for the best part of 15 years, in terms of they were the market leaders in the All-Ireland race. Like, if you look at Munster, all five counties have been in an All-Ireland final since 2019. And obviously, Limerick have been the dominant force in terms of the amount of All-Irelands they've won. We've also had Tipperary 2019 and Clare last year winning the champions. So naturally, if you're a hurling fan, you're looking at where the kind of main sides are kind of operating out of. And then maybe something that maybe people didn't see would take off to the same extent, but the home and away arrangement in terms of, I suppose, the old style of playing games at neutral venues, the fact that every county now is guaranteed two home fixtures, it's just breathed a huge life into places like Ennis and Waterford that wouldn't have hosted Munster Championship games before. And the frequency of the meetings has really kind of ramped up the rivalries. And obviously, we see the public interest with the amount of sellout fixtures that we have in store this summer.
Yeah, and I know you're in Ennis at the moment. And these games now, they're taking over these towns, aren't they? I mean, you have it the same in Thurles as well today.
Absolutely. And I mean, like, Ennis is a prime example of that because, you know, given the kind of smaller size of the stadium, Clare hurlers for years would have been playing their games, their big Munster Championship games, in other venues, the likes of Limerick and Thurles, in terms of kind of larger grounds for the neutral venues. But, you know, it's an 18,000 capacity stadium. It's guaranteed twice a year to have home games. There's been a big upswing in Clare's fortunes, obviously, winning the league last year, winning the All-Ireland, and there's just huge interest. This is the first game in the defence of their title. You're at home to Cork, a rematch of the All-Ireland final. And there's kind of something about the energy of the place as well. Like, it's a great location for a stadium, that it's right off the main street in Ennis, and it really does kind of take over the town. There's a real sense that anywhere you are in the town, that there's a big sporting event on.
Last year, Fintan, Munster Hurling attracted more than 316,000 people who paid to go see a match. With attendances like that, is it bucking a trend? Are we seeing attendances like that at football matches or in Leinster Hurling?
It definitely is the exception at this stage of the championship. You know, like, you think of a game like Tyrone Cavan last week, had around 7,000 their game in Omagh. Kilkenny Galway yesterday, you know, two very high-profile teams in Leinster Hurling had under 10,000 in Nolan Park. Whereas you look at Munster, like, the max they could get in terms of the capacity of the venues for all these games is 365,000. As you mentioned, it was 316 cumulatively last year. I think there's a good chance that could be beaten this year. Like, at the moment, you're looking at on course for eight of the round-robin games to being sellouts. The two games in Thurles, probably Tipperary, probably won't sell out for their home matches. But the other factor is probably the kind of rise in Cork's fortunes. They haven't obviously won the All-Ireland, but the interest levels have increased. And look, the largest county in Ireland, huge population base. We saw it recently with the league final, Cork Tip and Páirc Uí Chaoimh selling out. And, you know, when the tickets went on sale for their Munster round robin games, they were snapped up straight away. So there's just huge interest between two or three of the really leading counties and their support bases at the moment.
And do you see that demand continuing to grow then? And how is the GAA going to manage that?
We're probably reaching kind of about peak level at the moment in terms of it. And it is cyclical. You know, the GAA would always be conscious of this, that certain fan bases, if their team is going well, you know, there's a huge kind of movement behind them. You know, we would have seen this when the Dublin footballers really kind of got going since their breakthrough win in 2011, when Mayo were kind of challenging frequently in football. Cork is the hurling version of that at the moment, you know, coupled with Limerick. I mean, you take last year, we had the first ever sellout in Croke Park for an All-Ireland hurling semi-final. I mean, that would have been kind of unheard of, that you would have gone close to that for a semi-final. Obviously, an All-Ireland final will always sell out, but to get those type of numbers, the 82,000 for a semi-final is huge. And, you know, the GAA, I think, are really trying to tap into that at the moment. The fact that they're seeing places like Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the Gaelic Grounds sold out, like, they're the plus 40k venues, you know, they're the ones that really are kind of a sign of the kind of interest that's in it. But, you know, it does depend on a team's fortunes. If a team is kind of going well and is kind of on the rise, naturally there's a support base that is going to increase and flow in behind that.
And that was sports journalist Fintan O'Toole from the42.ie speaking to me from Ennis a short time ago. We'll go talk politics after this break.